Dropping Off and Picking Up by Andithiel. Read by Kaylin Wrights as a gift for Dreary My Heart. Happy birthday. James, I swear to all that is holy that if you don't stop teasing your brother, I will tell your mother about the magazines I found under your... Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Potter. Hey, Albus, let's go find a seat. Albus, take your little sister with you, and I'll help load up your trunks. Where did James go? He's already on the train, Dad. Oh, well, great. Tell me where you end up so I can say goodbye. Yes, fine, Dad. Where was I? Oh, right. The trunks.
Need any help, Potter?
Oh, so it's Potter now?
Yes, I assume that is still your name. Or did you change it to celebrate the new you after divorcing Ginevra?
No, that's still my name.
Well then.
Only last time I saw you, it was more, Harry, 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 don't stop. Keep fucking me, Harry.
You, keep your voice down, Potter. You don't know who might be listening.
Okay, fine, Malfoy. I'll keep it down.
Thank you.
Unlike when I fucked you in the coat room on the Ministry Ball, I thought the entire building would come searching for the source of the sounds you were making.
I am exceptionally skilled with silencing charms, thank you very much, and that night was no exception.
Oh, so it wasn't your first time shagging at a ministry function, and here I was, feeling all special.
Did you want help with the trunks or not? Because I'm starting to regret the offer now.
No, don't bother, I can do it myself. I have a wand, after all.
Harry, I...
Yes?
It was my first time at a ministry function, if you must know.
Oh.
Actually, it was my first time ever since... Well, since Astoria. I haven't...
Really?
What, you've been fucking people in public places on the regular?
No, I haven't. It was my first time, too, since Ginny and I split up.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
I've thought about doing that with you for a long time, actually. Well, maybe not in a coat room specifically, but...
Dad, the train's about to leave. Where are our trunks?
Shit. Sorry, James. I was talking to Mr. Malfoy. I'll fix that right away. You stay on the train and I'll come say goodbye.
Well, there they go. Off again, leaving us to our own devices.
So they do.
The house is awfully quiet without them. So, would you like to come back to mine and make some noise?
I beg your pardon.
Only, I was thinking this time, you could be the one doing the fucking.
What?
Look, Draco, here's my address. If you wait 5 minutes until after I disapparate to avoid suspicion, that'll give me plenty of time to get undressed and fetch some lube. And maybe the fancy toys.
Potter, I... What kind of tart do you take me for?
The kind of tart who just had to adjust himself under his robes just now. And not so subtly, if I may say so.
You take that back. Subtlety is one of the Malfoy family's greatest virtues.
Sure it is.
Well... Are you coming? I'll wait 4 minutes, no more. And don't you dare undress yourself. That's my job.
Whatever you say, Malfoy.